there is a question mark over the cohesion of the coalition government due to a mounting budget row over the residential zoned tax. The Green Party wants it included in the October 1st budget, saying it's needed to end land hoarding and ease the housing crisis. Fianna Fáil wants the measure deferred again, contending it's not ready to be introduced as active farmers could fall into the tax net. We're joined now by John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. Good morning, John.
Hello, Paul.
It seems that the vociferous nature of the Green interventions on this issue over the past couple of days is due in part to a sense that they were blindsided by a seeming policy change by Finance Minister Jack Chambers. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think that that is very fair. And to a large degree as well, Fine Gael are now irked by it, and the Taoiseach very pointedly saying, whatever we do about this, it will be a government decision. Very lightly coded way of saying the finance minister is on a bit of a solo run here, as you say.
I mean, exactly. There's usually a no surprise clause in coalition deals. So is that your view that basically the finance minister went in too hard, too quickly on a sensitive issue?
I think on the presentation of it, I mean, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have common cause in this, as in they do not want to lose the rural vote and particularly the farmer vote. The idea is quite an old one. The Green Party have always been very strong on it, going back to them even being in opposition almost 20 years ago when Dan Boyle was their spokesman on finance in opposition. He came up with the idea of a site value tax, and it was included later when they were in coalition with Fianna Fáil, included in the renewed programme for government in 2009. So it resurfaced again in this programme for government, but it has been delayed. The idea is that land designated for construction would be subject to a 3% tax per year based on its market value if it was not being used for building. Now, the farmers argue that land which happens to be zoned residential is unfortunate for them if it's not being used. They're not necessarily landholders. And there's a question about active, quote-unquote, active farmers getting an exemption from this. But it's very problematic. It was delayed last year, ostensibly to allow farmers prepare, as in either sell on land or see about the possibility of de-zoning it for residential development. Now the talk, when the finance minister confirms a serious consideration to further delay, the Green Party say, look, that probably means it will never happen because you're into a new government and God knows what would happen post-election.
Exactly. All of this hullabaloo is taking place amid a growing sense in political circles that the election could take place in November or will take place in November, despite those continual denials by the coalition leaders. What's your sense?
Well, the coalition leaders are obliged to say there will be no election until the end of term, until this government runs its full term. I find it far more likely that we're looking at early November for a general election, and most people do. And when you all of the parties are preparing on that basis, there is, as you say, the three-party coalition has been quite cohesive and worked quite well. After a few early wobbles in the first months, in the opening months, it has settled down and worked well. But now we're looking at what I call political pulling and dragging, telling us certainly an election is coming. And in a sense, Paul, it's academic. Whether it's November or March, you're only talking weeks in the difference anyway. So we will see very likely much more of this as the three parties in the coalition look to differentiate themselves and reassert their identity as separate political parties.
John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. Thanks for joining us.